It seems every other week we hear about yet another seizure of crystal methamphetamine, or ICE. Just yesterday, August the 11th, police in Sydney laid charges against 11 people for possession and supply of the drug. 23.5 tons were taken by police around the country last year, according to the most recent illicit drug data report from the Australian Criminal Intelligence Agency. That same report shows ICE made up just over 26% of drug-related arrests. Those are crime figures, though. What do we actually know about the people taking crystal methamphetamines? Luke Williams is a freelance journalist and author of the book Ice Age, A Journey into Crystal Meth Addiction. He has first-hand experience with ICE addiction and has his doubts about the accuracy of a lot of the statistics we have on its use. You mention in your book that you, in some cases, doubt the accuracy of some statistics that we have on rates of drug usage and dependence. Just recently, of course, we had the national census is still going on. Aside from any problems that we had implementing it here, how many ICE users do you think actually answered some of those questions?
Well, that's a great question and a great topic to lead this discussion with. If I was on ICE and I got a call from somebody who was claiming to be on the census, my first thought would be, it's a cop. It's somebody from not just ASIO, but it's possibly someone from the FBI, and therefore the Illuminati are onto me and they know what I'm doing. So chances are I wouldn't answer that question honestly. And the only way at the moment that we've got any quantification of how many people are using crystal meth is by either telephone surveys or by researchers who take a sample group and ask that same sample group every couple of years about what drugs they are using. So you can see how that would likely cause error, because people would not always answer honestly for a start about how much drugs that they're using. There's a group who would over-exaggerate, and then there's a group who would under-report how many drugs that they are using. Secondly, is that you've got a group of people who are psychotic from the drug use and wouldn't answer it. But then thirdly, and most importantly, is that there's a whole massive group who are disconnected from society and don't have a permanent address and are in and out of jail or in and out of boarding houses or share house arrangements, who wouldn't answer those kind of surveys. So the ABS probably wouldn't even get to them. They probably wouldn't have internet access. They wouldn't answer questions at all. They would be too busy worrying about cameras or hidden cameras in the roof to worry about answering a census about how many drugs they use, for goodness sake.
And would you see similar problems with the National Household Drug Survey that's going on right now?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And exactly the same problems. How you actually quantify how many drugs they're using is extremely difficult. But I know that the National Drug Research Centre at the University of New South Wales, they have tried to make estimates based on other things, looking at those surveys, but also looking at how many people are applying to go into rehab, how many people are seeking medical treatment. And they've tried to make an estimation on that, and that's a lot higher than the official figures on how many people are actually using crystallized meth. But even still, having moved in those circles for just a short while, the worst users aren't applying to go to rehab, and they're not seeking medical treatment of any sort. They're not going to hospital because they're too far gone. So I always think it will be a little bit underreported about how many people are using it.
Now, in terms of you've mentioned many times that people were using amphetamines for many, many years in powdered form and in other forms, but it was a lower purity, right? It wasn't crystallized meth. But those same people started using crystallized meth. What happened then?
Yes. So from the early 1990s, we started getting methylated amphetamine into our market. Before that, we were using amphetamine sulfate, which is speed, really. There was a change in the amphetamine formula in the 90s, but the lingo didn't change. So we still called it speed. I used speed in the 90s, and I used a lot of speed in the 90s, and it was, in fact, meth, but it was powdered meth. And so we had that in the country for about, well, it's still around, but that was the main choice of that type of amphetamine for about 20 or so years. Then we had around 2001 onwards, there was tiny little bits of crystallized meth making its way into the illicit drug user market, but only the most hardcore drug users, the intravenous drug users, were using it. It wasn't a mainstream drug. People who used powdered meth or speed were also kind of your party goers, your middle class users, your people who used ecstasy and that kind of thing. And then come 2011, our drug market started being flooded with crystallized meth, not powdered meth. And the reason for that is that most of it was coming from China, because in the decade prior to that, like just about everything had gone haywire with production in China, so too had drug production. Obviously, the manufacturers saw that it could sell for a lot more in Australia, that Australia didn't really have crystallized meth en masse at that stage. In 2011, they succeeded. And so what happened is that crystallized meth made its way into drug user circles, if you like, who weren't really the sort of people who were accustomed to or would necessarily want to take a hardcore drug like that. This was a different meth, so it was very confusing for us. This was crystallized meth, which is up to 10 times stronger. There's often something bad arises from it, unlike those other types of amphetamines. And so what you're seeing, so that's when you saw that big rise in harm. And what you're seeing now is that there's a group of people, those same people who tend to take ecstasy are using crystallized meth a lot less now, and they're using ecstasy more. But more and more people from the disadvantaged, underclass, hardcore, people susceptible to very serious drug addiction and are now using crystallized meth. And I think over time, you will see it become like a taboo drug, like a dirty drug, like heroin. And there'll become a class distinction of, oh, we use cocaine and ecstasy, but we don't use crystallized meth.
Journalist Luke Williams, author of the book Ice Age, A Journey into Crystal Meth Addiction, speaking there.